time. If you're a hockey fan, one shift at a time, or baseball, one pitch, it doesn't matter. Is coming in, blocking the shot with the Panthers. Torque can't quite get his foot on it, as that rain really is starting to pound out there. Thank goodness I'm in the press box. I'd actually even have to turn my heat on tonight. As 44 minutes have played in this game, 4 minutes in the second half. As we keep playing on along. Ball at midfield. Point, again, wearing their white tops, black shorts and white socks. Red numbers is falling on the ball. It's Falkevich. He got legs tangled up with Torques, and he fell belly right on the ball. He's writhing in pain. Which, I don't envy him on that. As there's a stoppage of clock for injury there, as they're got to make sure he's okay. Oof. Only difference is if I would have fell on it, I would have popped the ball. But hopefully the young man's okay. Oof, that was a rough one. As take this opportunity, we always should thank all of our sponsors out there. We could not do this without them. As let me pull my sheet of paper out. High School Sports proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar and Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Rapids Transmission. WRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 on weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Home of country favorites and classics, 105.5 FM WRI. Listen to your radio on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. So, I want to thank everybody there. And, of course, good friends at Homestead Golf Course, Mr. Randy Paul always likes going out there chasing golf balls. As up comes Olkevich. Thankfully, he's okay. He just got the wind knocked out of him. Fell on the ball. Ouch. As official having a couple words with Zeligowski and Torque and the Rapids keeper. As he sends keeper back to the goal and just saying, hey, guys are playing hard and love seeing you play hard, but got to keep her safe. As there is a free kick coming for the Panthers. And there's more chattering going on. A couple of Rapids players not thrilled with a few things that have gone on. And there will be a free kick coming for the Panthers. Here we go. Free kick on the way. It's a laser in, and that's going to be wide of the mark. It curled out of play, out the back line. And there you have it. Goal kick coming up for the Red Raiders. Neiman sends it up the field, looking for Ackerman and Armagost, the law firm there. And Point comes away with it. Ball bouncing in the goal box. Loose. It's picked up by Pisek as it almost got past him. Oh, boy. Rapids had a chance, or Point had a chance. And they nearly made Rapids pay yet again. As there's a foul against the Panthers, allowing Rapids a free kick. As the rain continues to fall. Free kick coming, Zeligowski sends it in. Looking for a one-timer, and that got booted away by the Panthers. A couple headers out there. Ball comes back. I think that's Schmidt up ahead to Armagost. Ball sent, tipped out of bounds, and there will be a corner. Corner kick coming for Rapids. Another set piece coming. as we're at 46-19 into the contest. That gives us a chance to talk about Johnson and Sons Jeep. They've got you covered for service to repair to upgrades. Try a homegrown favorite of more than 40 years. Scott's Rapids Dodge Jeep and Chrysler dealership, Johnson Sons Jeep. As that corner kick goes shy and out of play once Rapids tried to send it back down. So goal kick coming for the Panthers. So Giuliani lines it up and he goes, and that's booted back to about midfield. Wind still whipping out of the west, it appears. Not hurricane force, but they're talking. It's going to be pretty windy today. Well, they're saying out on up in Lake Huron, they're talking about 16-footers. That's something I'd want to be caught in. Big boat or not. Ball pops up far side. Rapids and Point battling for it. Dinga comes away with it, battling up against, believe that to be Neiman. Cleared out of there by Verhulst. So throw-in for the Panthers. Due up here. 47-48 into the contest. 7 minutes out of halftime. Umbrella City here in Wisconsin Rapids. In the stands. Stay dry. Either stay dry or warm. You can't do both. Throwing comes up, headed by Neiman, who tries to kick it out, and there was nearly a handball. I'm surprised that wasn't whistled. Sticking an elbow out it, that's a handball. But they let him play on. Rapids rushing down the field. Has got an update from Port Edwards. Port Edwards trailing Northland Lutheran 2-0. Set scores 25-20, 25-20 and 25-21. That's not looking good for those two teams. Haven't heard anything on Nikusi yet, but if I do, I'll be sure to let you know. As the Papermakers taking on the Norse. As Rapids and Point playing with the ball back. Really, no advantage there. Sliding out was Giuliani, and he took down Ackerman, and as he was playing the ball, there's a whistle there. As goal came out really, really aggressive, and that's a free kick in the wing. That was gutsy play by Giuliani. Heck of a play. As now the free kick comes up for Rapids with the wind. They brought it back out for Holst. He can't quite get a clear foot on it, and it's cleared by Point. Coming way out of the goal box to play it, and that is Pysik. As Rapids has the ball back down, but Point trying to clear it. Ball back down, sent by Point, cleared by Rapids, goes out of bounds. There will be a throw-in for the Panthers as we hit 30 minutes left in this one. Rapids, still 30 minutes to tie her up. We'll see what they can do. Yes. Well, how about we take a minute break here? We'll be back in a minute as Rapids trying to find an answer, trailing Point 1-0 here in the playoff opener here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milks, high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus one-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
Little bit of thriller in your evening as Rapids, they're in a little bit of a thriller with Stevens Point right now, trailing 1-0, not 7, 1-0, as we'll see how they can respond here in the waning moments of this one. Corner kick coming up for the Panthers, their first of the second half. As it will be short, bouncing through, out of bounds, and that will be a goal kick, I believe. That is what's being ruled. No, they're ruling it another opportunity at a corner. The first one is actually a throw-in right by the corner. My apologies on that, but this one's definitely a corner kick. Sent in. Headed out of there, picked up by Pisek as he whips it out of there up towards midfield for Karbowski, who's just streaming down that far side, but he can't get to it. Throw in for the Panthers. We'll see how they can see how Rapids responds. Trailing 1-0. Struggling on offense. Defense isn't playing too bad. They just gotta get something going here. Ball held in by the Panthers, cleared out by Rapids. That'd be Verhulst. As there will be a throw-in coming for Point. Dinga with it, trying to get around the Rapids defense. He got double-teamed immediately by Zeligowski and Verhulst. As Ackerman trying to get around to get to pass the defense, but played up by Giuliani, who clears it. 54 minutes into this one. 14 into the second half. We're almost halfway home through the first half. Or second half, excuse me. And Zeligowski can't quite get the ball to stay on his foot. Sends a ball near side. Bounced off the feet of the Panthers, and there should be a corner kick. There is. There's a fourth one for Rapids. Corner coming up. See who's going to take it. The two waiting for it. And it is sent down low. Set play for the Red Raiders, and they can't quite get there. That was a good-looking set play as they had about three, four players streaming for it. You got to try to figure out who it's going to where. Unfortunately, Rapids was not able to get to it as Point screaming down the far side. Picked up by Anderson. He's trying to chip it out of there. And shot over the crossbar by about a foot. Oh, Point nearly delivered that Wayne Larrabee dagger. As that went just over the crossbar. That was close. As we will see a corner kick coming for Point. It must have got deflected by Rapids to go high. So there you have it. There is the corner kick coming in from the near side. And that's headed out of there by Zeligowski. Good defense on that. As going back out to midfield is the ball. Ball sent back in. Shot and a goal. That went right back from the wing into the center of the field. And there's your goal. And that might be all she wrote for Point. As Peranto sent it back to the middle for Dinga. And that's how you get it. that is your second goal. As at 55. Nicely done. Is goal. Savan Dinga. Assist. Micah Peranto. That was about as pretty of a setup and a goal as you're going to see. And executed perfectly by the Panthers. And the Panthers, they are leading 2-0. As Rapids really has an uphill climb with about 25 minutes to go. 25 minutes to go. 25, 6 to 4, whatever you want to call it. Either way, when you're done doing whatever you're doing, head on over to Junkyard Bar and Grill, home of Central Wisconsin's best fish fry, or spaghetti if you ask Randy Paul. Junkyard Bar and Grill, where every time is a good time. Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. As point, still keeping the pressure on the Red Raiders. Probably, add another one. I mean, then you really drive home the point and make sitting 25 minutes in the rain even more miserable. If Fort Rapids, if that's what they want to go and do, is shot sent in low, and that's covered up by Pisek. Point doing just exactly what I said they might try to do. Ball comes up midfield. Rapids trying to set something up as the rain continues to fall here. Was stopped midfield. Those were holes. He tried to get there. And the ball comes back out. Point on the run. Near side. Centering attempt. Nobody home. Passed it through the goal box. That'll go around the other side of the field. And there you have it. And there it goes out. As throw in. Coming up for the Panthers. 57 minutes gone by. As I did get an email today from a good friend of Randy Paul. General talk. He asked me to pass along a little bit of information. I'll get to that here in the next 10 minutes or so as the Panthers bring up the ball. Dingo with it. And he cannot hold on to the ball as that comes back out midfield on a big kick by Bouchard for the Red Raiders. Ball bounces out of bounds. Rapids ball on a throw-in. Little substitutions on both sides. That rain is still falling pretty hard. Wind looks due out of the west. As the ball comes back in, oh, nice save there. That was lined up for Isaiah Torque on a one-timer. That got deflected last second there by the Panthers. I believe that was Falkevich. Good job on him deflecting that possible one-time shot. Ball bouncing around. Far side getting to the corner. Getting through. And that's cleared out by the point defense. That nearly made it all into Giuliani. Point clears the ball out. Throw in for Rapids. 59-29 into this ball game. Rapids running out of time. As Selgowski one-timer. Bouncing ball. And it is covered by Giuliani. He made the stop, bounced a couple times, and then he bellied over on it and got the stop there, so it's his choice. He drop kicks it out of there. He can't get a good boot on it as that just popped straight up in the air. Controlled by Rapids as Bouchard goes down, and there's a stoppage of play. Yellow card against Stevens Point. Yellow card against Leighton Stevens at 60 minutes exactly. So, free kick coming up for Rapids. We'll see if they can do anything with it. They've been kind of anemic on offense tonight. Zeligowski takes the opportunity. One-timer bouncing. Tipped just wide by Giuliani. If that comes up in a corner kick. That was close. Is another set piece by Rapids. Sent long through the corner. And a goal kick coming for the Panthers. Wow. That was a close transition there. The Rapids just still can't find the back of the net. Darn. That was close. But, Laura, how about we take a minute break? As Point kind of slowing the pace of this game down. We'll come back here in a minute. As Stevens Point leading Rapids 2-0 here in the playoffs. Win or go home. And we'll have the exciting conclusion come up here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
Oh, some Friday, not Friday 13th, that's Nightmare on Elm Street. As Point has an opportunity, but that's picked up by Pysyk, and he boots it all the way down deep into the Point defensive end. Irwin coming up for Rapids. As we're enjoying a rainy playoff soccer game here in Wisconsin Rapids. Point, Rapids. Good rivalry. You never know what's going to happen. It's nearly headed in for an own goal for Stevens Point. Giuliani was there and kind of looks at his teammate. What are you doing? Kind of humorous is throwing the ball way down. It's Giuliani. And this Rapids trails 2-0. As I mentioned a little bit ago, Randy Paul, he gave me a message and like to share on the airwaves. And that's Assumption High School, their drama club, as they are performing Sister Act at the school with four scheduled shows. Thursday, November 13th, there will be a dinner and a gala at 5:30 with the show to follow at 7. Second performance will be Friday, November 14th at 7 p.m. And finally, on Saturday, the show at the 15th, there will be two shows, first at 1 and the first and the other one at 7. Cost of dinner, Thursday's dinner in the gala is $60. Well, Friday and Saturday, it's $15 for adult, $15 for adults and $10 for students. For more information, go to the Facebook page or simply search Assumption Catholic School Theatricals, and everything is listed there for your convenience. So, thanks, Randy. That's great. Good to see you. We like to bring, obviously, the athletic side of the schools, but the fine arts, it's great to have something to do with them, too, as that was a big part of my high school days, and many kids nowadays, too. So whether it's band, orchestra, theater, doesn't matter. It's good to have them get the recognition, too, as Point with a point-blank shot, and that's turned away by Pysyk as he pokes that out of play, and corner kick coming up for the Panthers. Well, Cavage with the honors. He takes a shot. Header. That's turned away by Pysyk. Bouncing ball. And into the goal. Bouncing ball off the rebound. And in it goes. And that, if there wasn't any doubt before, there definitely isn't now. As that one goes to Dinga. As it will now be 3-0 Panthers, and they appear to be on their way to moving on at 64-32. tough night for the Red Raiders. 64-32, Savan Dinga. No assists that I know of. And that was announced. So, Rapids, I got a lot to do here with about 15 minutes to go, trailing 3-0. See a lot of long faces out there for the Red Raiders. They know it's an uphill fight. But just got to battle. That's all you can do. As Point with a breakout again near side. Stopping, slowing down the brakes, letting numbers come through. Rapids got a piece of it to deflect it out of there. Dinga trying to center it. And it is kicked. And there should be a free kick coming for the Panthers. Free kick coming 21 yards out. It's looking rough here for the Red Raiders. And it looks like Dinga's going to be sent up for a free kick. He could get a hat trick if he sends this one in. Dinga lines up the Rapids wall, sit. He throws her deflect, and it does not go out of play. No goal kick coming for the Red Raiders. Is going to give a big shout-out to our producer, Laura Berg, for her choices in music. Got a text from a listener. My wonderful girlfriend, Carrie, says she's loving the bumper music. She loves it. She loves this time of year. She loves the music, loves the costumes, loves everything about it. She even decorated starting Labor Day weekend, which I thought was a bit much, but... Hey, not my house. As out of bounds, Rapids tries to throw it in. Got bumped out of bounds by Point. So now there will be a free kick because it was bumped out of bounds on a foul. Well, good kick down low to Torque, who tries to turn and spin, shoot. He got a good foot on it, but Point was there. As that redirect went way back out to midfield. As Dinga's got the ball on the far side and looking for somewhere to go with it. Battling towards the middle of the field. Trying to get around the Rapids defense's Point. And there is an offsides whistle. So Rapids will get the opportunity to get the ball back. And that offsides. There's a big collision at midfield here as the ball comes up loose. And there you go. Point back with the Dinga up the far side. Centers it. Seligowski's trying to get there. Fancy footwork by the Panthers. Trying to get through. Chips it up ahead. Dinga. He's going to try his left foot. And that got sent up and cleared by the Red Raiders. Ball bouncing. Rapids trying to clear it out of there. And they do. And getting some speed up the near side. Up the near side, as that was Bouchard. Ball comes out of bounds. There will be a throw in. Substitutions on the way. Seeing what the officials are indicating. Let's throw in for Bouchard. Bouchard lifts it. And screaming into the middle, and that's off the mark. The ball goes out of bounds. And that will be a throw in for the Red Raiders. Nearly in the corner. 12 minutes to go in this one. Rapids trailing 3-0. And it looks like Point will be moving on as there will be a goal kick as that was bumped out of bounds through the end line by the Red Raiders. Come to think of it, when I get home, warm shower and maybe some chicken soup will be a good thing. A little nippy up here. Even though I have it good, I'm dry. It's still cold. good kick on that goal kick up ahead to Dinga as he's trying to just pressure the Red Raiders. He gets around one of the members of the defense, slams on the brakes, kicks it back out. As that appeared to be Peranto. Peranto, he is an assistant game. A laser shot picked up by Pysyk. Bounce in the air, and he's got it. Nice save, young man, as that comes back out to midfield on the drop kick. Point, trying to get it nailed back down there. Leighton Stevens does have a yellow card in the game. Tried to get that back down, but he passed back out, trying to eat up some time and burn the clock on the Red Raiders as we have 10 minutes to go in this one. As Rapids got to get three goals back here in 10 minutes. That's a tough task. As Point back on the drive, Peranto sent it over to Nim. Can't corral it. That will be throw-in for Point. They get it in there, and they goes out the end line, and that will be a goal kick. So, Laura, we take a minute break, and we'll get back here for the setting conclusion here. We're Point leading Rapids 3-0 in this regional semifinal game. So back here in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants or by watching a son, daughter, brother, or sister compete in high school sports. You can make significant income while giving back to the games that mean so much to young participants by becoming a WIAA licensed official. It gives you the opportunity to get involved, stay in shape, assist in providing the many lifelong lessons proven to be inherent in school-based sports. Signing up is easy. Simply go online at WIAAWI.org and access the Officials tab to get started today. A message from WIRI and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
I can't say I know that Halloween tune right there. Ah, man. Man, I can't place that one. Good job, Laura. That's a good one. Point had a near opportunity come up just shy. Pysyk, he got in the shooting lane, and he was able to gobble that up and send it back down as Rapids and Point get working some substitutions here with 8 minutes to play. As Kerry does inform me that setting up for Halloween on Labor Day is, in fact, not too early, and that I am a fuddy-duddy. I've been called a lot of things with a lot of letters, but never a fuddy-duddy. Well, that's okay. I still love her. Point clears the ball back out to midfield. 7 minutes to go in this one. Rapids trailing 3-0. Looks like their season's going to come to an end, unfortunately, for the Red Raiders. And a tough night for the offense to kind of go quiet, as there will be a throw-in coming up for the Panthers. The Wiggles. It was the Wiggles. Okay. I have heard of them, but through Family Guy, that's neither here nor there. As ball comes squirting back out, Pysyk's trying to get there, and the ball comes loose, and it goes wide of the goal. Wide open. Was there an opportunity for Point, but it goes out, so there will be a goal kick coming up for Rapids. They play it short as the rain continues to fall, and the wind still blows here at Woodcrest Bank Field. Zatork, ball up the middle, touched up ahead to Deegan Armagos. Then that gets played by Giuliani. Bouchard holds the ball inbounds on the near side. Point really wants to keep the shutout. They have controlled this game. Shot from Bouchard, and it's on one knee and gobbled up by Giuliani with 6 minutes to go. Rapids, good season, just not able to break through point tonight. Unfortunately for the Red Raiders. Dinga chips up ahead. Rapids defense clears it. They trail 3-0 in this one. Nothing to hang your heads about, boys. It's tough. Tough season, seeing the season come to an end, especially to your rival, but you guys made it through a tough season. Warm season, fast season. Boy, oh boy. Hard to believe it's almost 2 months since Randy and I had our first football games of the season. As we have 5 minutes remaining in this one. Played up ahead. Dinga can't get a hold of that one. That'll go out of play. And that will be another goal kick for the Red Raiders. Dinga stretching his legs. He's getting a little bit of cramp out there. I can imagine that. He's been all over the place. Torque leaving up ahead. Looking to get Armagost. And he could not get there. His point clears yet again. Thursday, same time, same place. Another regional semifinal game as Adams Friendship, Nakusa, battling here. Same Woodtrust Bank Field here in Wisconsin Rapids, Southwood County Stadium. We'll be here, 6:50. Laura, the producer, and me on the call yet again. Be a good time, as it always is. But you know what else I hear is a good time? Well, I'll tell you. That good time is Rodeo Grill. Rodeo Grill is that blast of Mexican flavor you never knew you were missing. Authentic food, festive drinks, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Add some flavor to your week at the Rodeo Grill. As Point plays the ball midfield, about 3 minutes left in this one. As there's a whistle, foul on Point, free kick for the Red Raiders. Rapids trying to attack the far side, weaving through is Lane Neiman. Shot, that's right in the belly of Giuliani. Under 3 minutes to go in this one. Point leads 3-0 over the Red Raiders. They played about a week ago, 8 days ago, and Point got the 4-0 victory. And as of right now, they got a 3-0 victory coming their way on Rapids home field. Shot goes wide of the mark. And there will be a goal kick coming for Point as Point cycling through the bench. A lot of Red Raiders with hands on the hips in frustration. As with substitutions, with under, I believe, 5 minutes, clock does stop. So now we're back under play with 2:20 left to go in this one. Schmidt, Walker Schmidt walks it in. Shot hits Giuliani in the forehead, it looked like, as the ball comes back out. And it will be a corner for the Red Raiders. It was kind of entertaining to see how that looked. I don't know if he got his hands up there, bounced off his forehead, but it went bouncing out of play. And Rapids has a chance at this one. Try to get on the board and cancel the shutout. Which Point does not want that to happen. As there is a whistle. Trying to get everybody out of the way. And it is going to be out of the goal box and sent out by Point. As we have a minute and a half to go in this one, ladies and gentlemen, for Point. We're moving on. As they hold a 3-0 lead over the Red Raiders. Double check. The next opponent for the Panthers, as I'm certain it was number one seed. I believe that to be Hudson, but we'll figure it out. You have plenty of time to figure that out. As 1 minute remains in this one. Rapids still trying to pressure the goal. They want to break that shutout. Don't blame them. And as it will be, Hudson taking on the winner of this one. Hudson took down Eau Claire North 3-0. Hudson, the number one seed. Bartonville beat Wausau West 3-0. DC Evers was a two seed as they hosted Appleton West. I believe Marshfield's D2 school. And they are as they played at Tomah. Wausau East, two seed, and they hosted Menominee. As we are 15 seconds away from the ending of this one, a tough night here in Wisconsin Rapids with 10 seconds to go. Ball at midfield, and there we have it. 3, 2, and 1, and there you have it. There's the final horn, the final whistle, and Stevens Point comes out on top over Wisconsin Rapids, 3-0. Well, 4-5. So, 3-0. Point got the job done over Wisconsin Rapids in this WIAA Division I Regional Quarterfinal. And we'll be back here in about a minute. Whatever you need, Laura, to get the ads in, do what you got to do. And we'll be back here with the post-game show and the conclusion of the broadcast in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Hey, you, yes, you, are important too. Your birthday should be a fiesta. And at Rodeo Grill, it is. With a free birthday meal, dessert, and special birthday song, celebrate yourself as you do so much for others. Rodeo Grill on 8th Street, South Wisconsin Rapids.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater in the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, it was an entertaining game. It was a good game, but just not the way that Wisconsin Rapids faithful wanted it to go. Point scored with about 33 seconds left in the first half to go up 1-0 at the break over the Red Raiders, and then two goals in about a 10-minute span did it in for Rapids as they saw their season come to a close on their home field to the Stevens Point Panthers. 3-0. Physical game. A lot of fouls on the Red Raiders. They did what they could. They just were not able to get it done today as Point moves on to take on top-seeded Hudson, who was also victorious 3-0 over Eau Claire North tonight, scoring the opening goal for the Point Panthers. Zachariah Zillman, 39-27 at first half. Then it was a 1-0 game at the intermission. And that was the way she went up until the second half. 55-55, time of the goal, as Savan Dinga was fed a beautiful pass from Micah Peranto from the right wing and centered it and put it past Hayden Pisek. And that was a 2-0 score. And then a little bit later, Dinga struck again as he took shot, rebound, as Pisek wasn't able to hold on to it and sent it past Pisek into the goal, and that's all she wrote. As Point, they move on, take on Hudson by a score of 3-0 over Wisconsin Rapids. For the game, Point outshot the Red Raiders 12-4 as Pisek, 9 saves, Fred Giuliani with four, as both teams had five corner kicks. I want to give a big shout-out to all of our sponsors this year. High School Sports, proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar and Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Rapids Transmission, along with our good buddies over at Homestead Golf Course. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Home of country favorites and classics, 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. So, Rapids, good season. Been fun to bring you several games of theirs throughout the year. Unfortunately, came to an end tonight on a cold, wet, rainy and windy game. But, unfortunately, all things must come to an end. So, congratulations, Rapids, on an awesome season, and good luck to Point as they take on Hudson coming up on Saturday in the regional final. Tomorrow, Playmakers 4 to 5 on 105.5 FM WIRI, followed by Laura's Lounge. She does such a good job with that. Always good to see what she's going to play next down there. That's good listening there. And then Thursday, we'll be back here, 6:50 p.m. pregame for the Division 4 regional semifinal, where Adams Friendship takes on Nakusa right here, Woodtrust Bank Field, Southwood County Stadium. And then Friday and Saturday, get your fill of River Kings hockey as they take on the Northwest Express. Both games start 7 p.m., 7 p.m. Friday, 7 p.m. Saturday. And we'll have them here, 105.5 FM WIRI, with Seth working the boards and, again, myself on the call for those. But for tonight, we're going to sign out. So for all of our sponsors, thank you so much. Couldn't do it without you guys. And, of course, for Laura, awesome job again. Great job on the music there, the bumper music, making everything sound so good for our listeners. And just always good to work with you. And we'll get to do it again on Thursday. So for myself, Mike Comer, have a great night, everybody. Stay safe, stay warm. And we'll catch you next time here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Them jeans are fading in all the right places. Got me hanging on tight to your curves like little erasers. Girl, your funky little backbeat's got me feeling like I'm tipsy and I ain't even had a drink. I wanna kiss you in the parking lot under the moonlight. Kiss you under red lights. Baby, set the mood right. Just like everything you're doing to me right now is making me crazy. I wanna kiss you on the dance floor. Kiss you like a let's go. You in the parking lot under the moonlight. Kiss you under red lights. Baby, set the mood right. Just like everything you're doing to me right now is making me crazy. I wanna kiss you on the dance floor. Kiss you like a let's go. Come on, baby, let me hear you say oh oh. I wanna kiss you with the neon lights in your eyes glowing. Then I wanna kiss you in the morning. I wanna kiss you in the morning.
Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app.
105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa.
Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Too young over there, toting that gun for Uncle Sam and our freedom. Mom and Daddy dressed in black, they folded up. And flag. Handed it to Dad, started praying. Yeah, me went out, 21 guns blazing. And that's one.
Whatever you got on, girl, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a we're gonna at your door in 10 minutes. Whatever you got on, baby, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that boombox out. We'll wake up all the neighbors till the whole block hates us and the cops show up and try to shut us down. If you're gonna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party. If you wanna be a homebody, we're gonna have